Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prisoners will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Black won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control buildings and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lease. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folks got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations, who got the money? That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, that is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You know you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, what? Who cares? Marching, they never changed anything.
Okay, I'm operating on a phone today, and sometimes it's not as easy to navigate with a phone. In any event, today, I guess we've been public as much as possible, but we can do trending topics, so we can go with the title. I had a question for today. Did Jada Pinkett Smith emasculate Will Smith? That's the question of the day. Did Jada emasculate Will 619-768-2945 is the number if you want to answer that question. And we're still in our morning motivation here, and I got to sort of like do things the old-fashioned way on this phone. So, all right, let's go with this.
So when people try to figure out how to make $1 million, they have no idea how daunting that is. Because if you know how to make $1 million, you're going to make it tomorrow. But since you can't figure out how to $1 million idea, you go somewhere and sit down. That's the wrong approach. If you apply your gift, your God-given gift that he gave you, you have millions already at your disposal. If you break it down inch by inch into things of sense for the 10-by-10 theory, which is very simple. You don't need $1 million idea. You need a $10 idea. You need something that you do, your gift that God gave you, to make $10. That's all you got to be able to know. I don't care if it's cutting hair, cutting somebody's grass, washing somebody's car. I don't care if it's mowing somebody's lawn. I don't care if it's driving people to their destinations. I don't care if it's babysitting. I don't care if it's baking cookies or pie. You have some braiding somebody's hair. You have something that you can do so well that someone will give you $10 for it. Write my paper for me. Do this for me. Somebody give you $10 for it. Once they give you $10, all you got to do is whatever you did to get that 10, do it 10 more times. You now, my friend, have $100. You have $100 simply because you took a $10 idea and you did it 10 times. Well, guess what? If you take that $100 that you made since you've done it 10 times and you do it 10 more times, I got news for you, my friend. You now have $1,000. $1,000, you make $1,000. Guess what all you got to do? You got to multiply that effort again. Do whatever you did to do $1,000, do it 10 more times. My friend, you now have $10,000. You got $10,000 now. Imagine if you was making an extra $10,000 a month. Just imagine if you was making an extra $10,000 a month. That's $120,000 a year. But I got news for you, my friend. Whatever you did, whatever it took to make yourself $10,000, all you got to do is do it 10 more times. 10 more times, my friend. You now have $100,000. I got news for you now. If you can make $100,000, you're just a step away from being a millionaire, man. Because now you hire a few more people to help you out that you can do portions of what you do so you can duplicate that effort. And one more time, just one more time, do it 10 times. Man, that sounds hard. It is hard. But what else you got to do? What, you going to stop at the 100,000? All you got to do is duplicate your efforts by 10. You duplicate your efforts by 10, 10 times 100,000. Welcome to the club, my friends. You are now a millionaire. Congratulations. You became a millionaire with a $10 idea. So stop bogging yourself down trying to figure out how to make a million. Do what you can do to make $10. And then do the 10-by-10 theory. Inch by inch, anything's a cinch. Now, here's the joyful part. Along the way, when you was down here making $20,000, but you did right here, and now all of a sudden you're making $30,000. Now you're making $100,000. But on the way to duplicating that times 10, you may stop along in here at $250,000. You can make it $250,000 a year. That's way better than that $20,000 you had when you started. So there's joy in the process. Your life is actually a lot richer at $250,000. It'll become even more richer at $500,000. It becomes even richer than that at $750,000, $750,000. If you don't get to the million, man, you're going to trip because you're making $900,000 a year? No, you're going to be happy. What, you don't make the million, so you only make $700,000 a year? You can't find happiness in $7,000? Something wrong with you, man. There's joy in the process. That's how you make $1 million.
Say some shit to y'all that I seen yesterday that made me smile, but it hurt me to my heart. There's a house next door to me that's been abandoned, and the yard, the grass high as hell and everything. There's a couple of abandoned cars out there beside the house. Well, yesterday I get off work about 7 o'clock. A Mexican guy pulled up. He said, "These your cars?" I said, "No." He said, "I just bought this house, man." I said, "All right, that's what's up." He was like, "You know whose cars it is?" He said, "No." He said, "Well, I bought the house, not the cars." Okay, I'm like, cool. I'm thinking he's just coming to look at the house. I go back in the house, do a little straighten up. I swear to God, I walk back at the house. Now, I'm getting off about 7:20. It's fucking 9 Mexican trucks just pull up. They got fucking beer, lights, and shit, right? So I'm like, what y'all finna do? He said, "We finna fix this house." I said, "What kind of crew you got working after 7 o'clock? He said, "These my friends." The fucking house is fixed this morning. They went in there and drywalled that fucking house. Wow. I just left out of there. It was a fucking abandoned house. That bitch looked new this morning. Whew. It was an abandoned fucking house. And it looked new this morning. It's an old African proverb. Many hands make light work. I just don't think they're better than us. I just think we won't do nothing together. Wow. You're not hearing what the fuck I'm saying. It was an abandoned house yesterday at 7:15. That bitch is new this morning. He bought a tax lien house. I can't wait to see what they do. I can't wait to see, is one family going to live in there? Is they going to... I'm going to get to know the motherfuckers. You best believe me, when I make some money, I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring us together. And I'm not fucking with a lot of people.
People keep talking about how the world is... And I wonder, in these days and these times, if anybody likes to say,
if anybody,
people keep talking about how society is falling down today. And as hard as I try not to listen just to what them folks got to say, but you know, I just can't help but look around and see we digging our own grave. And there's just one thing I want to know. Can anybody be saved? Oh,
me.
Some people
Okay, I don't know if you guys can hear me. Uh, I'm operating on a phone today exclusively, smartphone, and I had to reboot. So I don't know if you can hear me now. What I'm the phone. If you can hear me, so it might take a few moments. Okay, it's starting to, the studio is starting to pop up and populate. And it does it in its own time. Okay, let's try it again. Okay, once again, I don't know if you can hear me because it's, I'm doing this from a smartphone and the studio is repopulating on my phone so I can see what's happening in the studio. So I don't know if you can hear me or not, because it hasn't fully populated a lot, and then now it's frozen. Okay, here we go. All right. Apparently you can hear me because my mic is on. All right, anyway. All right. Well, the question of the day, if you guys want to tackle it, is did Jada Pinkett Smith emasculate Will Smith? Another way to say it is, did Jada, the wife, emasculate her husband, Will? Or another way to put it is, did Jada castrate her husband, Will? And we don't mean physical castration, but did she spiritually castrate him? Or psychologically castrate him? Clearly, she's been empowered for some time. Um, 619-768-2945 is the call-in number if you care to bite at that question. And 425, your mic. Wait a minute.
Hello?
Your mic's open. Yep.
Hi.
You're here. I can hear you. Hello.
Yes. So she definitely undermined him, and she got her digs in. Very angry, and if he hadn't have gone up and handled that situation, the repercussions. You know how women are when they want to hold a man accountable? Why didn't you say nothing? And if you didn't say nothing, you will never hear the end of it. That's the type
of
situation Will was in. That makes sense?
Yes. She gave him that look.
Yeah.
And I guess that was his breaking point. She gave him his marching orders. You know what?
Yep,
hold on. Will Smith might be a step for Huffman.
And then exactly, because there is another video where they show Jada's reaction after he's walking away, after he slapped him. And you can see her response from when he makes the joke So when he gets up and walks up and slaps him and turns around and goes and sits back down, and Jada is rolling. She's dying laughing because she got Will to go up there and slap him and basically ruin himself. Yep.
And, you know, the thing is, that dynamic plays out on a regular basis. They are this Friday morning right now. So somewhere, well, matter of fact, all over the United States, there are men that are in county jail or the city lockup jail that essentially did the same thing as Will Smith did. They thought they were defending the honor of their woman, and they hit somebody, but then they got arrested. So now they're in jail on an assault and battery case or malicious wounding, depends on the severity of it. Or in some cases, they got shot or stabbed.
Will wasn't defending her honor. Will was set up because she gave him that look that if you don't go up and say something, man, I'm going to make your life a living hell at home, already more so than what it already is. Yep.
Boy, I hate to live in that household.
Oh, man, it's toxic. They hate each other.
Yeah, it seems like. But you know what? Will should basically just leave. Why doesn't he leave? Of course, we don't have money to answer.
Why don't either of them leave? So they
a codependent relationship.
Passive aggressive.
Well, now the Academy, the Board of Governors, when are they planning on having a ruling on this?
By the 18th of April.
Okay, that's when today's the first, so we got
He's got 15 days to respond, and then they'll give their official whatever on the 18th.
Okay. Well, politically speaking, hopefully he's got some deep social capital on that Board of Governors.
It wouldn't even matter if he did. He burned all the bridges and violations. There's consequences for the violations that they have to enforce. And they're already going to be on the line because there's a discrepancy in, first of all, they should have made him leave, and then there's just the discrepancy about whether they asked him to leave or not and whether he was asked to stay. That should not even have been an option.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, because he's a security risk. He's a danger. You cannot be a danger to yourself or to other people. Because when they do, they arrest you, and a lot of times they'll put you in a psych ward for a 72-hour observation. You understand?
Right.
So why? The bigger question is, why are they giving Will Smith all these passes? And something else, this is a ... and maybe it can be a topic for another podcast, but every year the Oscars has a memorial for the actors who have died that year. They Bob Saget.
I don't know if that.
Listen.
I don't know
because
I haven't watched the Oscars in years.
Wait a minute. Listen to me. The Oscars.
Okay.
Every year they have a memorial for the people that have died that year. Okay.
Right.
This year's memorial at the Oscars, they didn't have not one mention of Bob Saget.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. He was high profile.
And you know the girl?
Well.
You know that Baldwin that shot and killed that producer? They mentioned her. So why not? Why did
no,
you're
talking about
him?
Alec Baldwin.
Right.
Right. You're talking, he accidentally shot and killed
they mentioned
some. Yeah,
that
it was
producer.
A woman that died. Yeah,
They mentioned that producer in the memorial on the Oscars. Why not Bob Saget? Excuse me, hiccup.
Mm-hmm. You need to drink some water. Well, that slap seen around the world.
Heard around the world.
Literally speaking.
State to the state.
That has dwarfed. I can't imagine anything surpassing that going, as far as going viral. Well, more than likely from what I've heard on from videos from people like Whoopi Goldberg, more than likely he will be allowed to keep his Oscar trophy.
Yeah,
Whatever sanctions, they could kick him out of the Academy.
Yeah, and then also the Academy, they did not act appropriately. And because of that, they're going to have to come down really hard on Will. So I'm expecting for them to strip him of the Oscar. Just watch.
That'll be a first.
Just watch. Because watch this. I'm the one that said that Bill Cosby was going to come back and make a full recovery. He's going to be completely restored like nothing happened.
Let me ask you this. I asked you this off here, but let me ask you this on here. Okay. Roman Polanski. He wasn't stripped of an Oscar. Harvey Weinstein, not stripped of an Oscar.
Right.
So why would they strip?
But what they did was outside of the venue and the event. So at the event, the Academy Awards is responsible for the security. For the people that are on stage and part of the production, and they failed. Yep.
All right, so you predict that they will strip him of the... I think they're probably...
Yeah, because Will Smith, he did a criminal offense.
A very public event.
Which is different than any other violator. You understand? That I don't know what else has caused for him to be removed and stripped of the Oscar.
But then they're going to award it to, if there's such a, whoever the runner-up was.
Yeah.
And they'll get best actor by default. Well, all right, that's a possibility.
No, it's not by default any more than the winners by default. They would resort to their vote.
All right. Boy, you know what? If that happened, that's seriously, you know who really, in my opinion, should be kicked out of the Academy? Let Will Smith keep the award, but kick Jada out of the Academy. I mean, yeah, whatever it's called, motion picture, arts and science.
Why? Jada didn't do anything except sit there. You can't, what are you holding her accountable for?
I'm looking at her as the causation.
Yeah, but I mean, that you can't, causation, you think.
Well, you know what? I'm saying that because I don't like her. How about that?
Yeah, I understand that.
Hey, that's an emotional thing. Yeah, I don't like it. That, you know.
No, do not let him keep it. That's what the problem is. We keep giving these psychopaths a pass. There is something wrong with someone that physically attacks someone, that think that they've got the right to do that. And the blatant disregard of anything and everybody else in that whole situation, no.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be court ordered for observation. There's something wrong. He's a sick individual, and he's in trouble.
Well,
he's obviously
now, next question.
There's some sort of emotional distress or duress, and he needs help.
Next question. Okay, Chris Rock, at least for the time being, probably will not file charges. Do you think the state of California will pick up charges?
I think the state of California will pick up charges, and I also think that Chris Rock is not going to press charges against Will, but I think that his at lawyers, when the dust is settled, is going to advise him to sue the Academy Award. And if the Academy Awards was smart, they would get ahead of it, and they would take some sort of drastic action against Will, and they would also compensate.
Well, now hold on. You don't brought up an interesting point then. Could you know, look, let me find Warren Houston. Can the Academy file charges? Because it was their event, and Chris Rock was employed. So basically, Will Smith struck an employee of the Motion Pictures and Sciences, you know, of Arts and Sciences,
yeah.
The Oscars people.
Yeah.
Because that was a workplace, and Chris Rock was an employee of the Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences Academy.
Yeah, good question.
They could carry it that way. The criminal side of it. Now, there's also the civil side. Jim Carrey said if it were him, he would sue Will Smith for $200 million.
I'm with Jim, and I go further. If it was me, I'd do both Will and the Academy $500 million each.
That's $500 million.
That's $1 million. $1 billion. 500 each.
Oh, yeah, when you add them both up, yeah, 500 plus 500 is a billion.
Yeah. Okay.
No,
yes, sir.
That's a possibility.
So
But if Chris Rock sued the Academy, more than likely he would never host another one. Because he's hosted, what, about two or three of those shows already?
Well, that's not necessarily true. And if the Academy should take ownership and responsibility, that he wouldn't have to sue them.
Well, they could get out ahead of it and mediate.
They could get ahead of them. And if he does sue them, that's no reason for them to bar him from doing it again. He's not the one that slapped somebody. And he has every right to defend himself and to go to make himself whole after he's been assaulted.
I'm glad he didn't strike back. I'm glad he didn't strike back. I think the way he handled it, he bounced back very resilient, because had he struck back, it would have been a very bad look for black men.
Not necessarily, because you have a right to defend yourself.
That is true. But I'm looking at, first thing, black men, we already got a PR problem.
Wait a minute. If Will had not turned and walked away, if he would have hit him while he had his back turned and was walking away, that wouldn't have been a good look. But if Will had continued to approach him, going to hit him again.
In other words, threw another punch.
Yes, that's not a bad look if you're up there defending yourself at that point. That's not a bad look. It's not like they got into an argument. You understand?
But if that had happened, you wouldn't have, that would have set black folks back from a presenter's point of view.
No, wait a minute. Hold on.
At least 20, 30, maybe even 50 years.
No. The only one that's going to be set back is Will. Why everybody else got to suffer the consequences for what this one unruly person has done? No way. We can hold our head up high and keep it moving forward. That's what I say. You don't see white people being set back decades and blah, 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 because another mass murderer or John Gacy or whoever has come up to the forefront. So anymore, same thing for black people. Okay, the whole race is not ruined because you got a few unruly people and criminals. No way.
We are a
royalty. That's what I'm saying.
T-shirt. So, all right. You forecast that he will be stripped of the Oscar. But, all right, now, does that also mean, because he can be stripped of the Oscar and then stay a member of the Academy, or he can be stripped of the Oscar and then also be booted out of the Academy.
Stripped and booted. Banned for life.
Yeah.
What he did was a serious thing, and he should not be given no pass. He violated and he offended so many people on so many levels. Victim of domestic violence. Who knows how many people were triggered by witnessing that?
Well, there's absolutely no shortage of videos on YouTube. More news stories. I mean, practically every news outfit in the United States covered it.
You know?
And it's been trending all week.
Yeah. You know, and watch this. in defending honor, they used to have such a thing as doing a duel, and they even had a countdown on the duel. You didn't walk up and just mollywop someone and bitch slap them.
True.
Because that's exactly what he did. A bitch slap is when you walk up and slap someone and they don't know it. You get one in on them and they're not prepared for it. It's not a fair fight. It's a bitch-ass move.
Yeah, sure. Well, Chris Rock wasn't expecting that.
It's a bitch-ass move.
Yeah, he wasn't expecting a slap. You know, he was, I guess everybody, including Chris Rock, he was, because even after he slapped him, it's like from the audience, as well as the viewing audience, people like you and me. Yeah, I was trying to think, I was figuring, oh, was this staged? Because that's what I thought at first.
Yeah.
And then when he sat down and he said what he said twice, and you saw the look on his face, all right, it was live. It wasn't Memorex. It was for real. So, well, question of the day, anybody who's listening, is did Jada Smith emasculate her husband, Will Smith? 619-768-2945. Press 1 if you want to join in on the conversation. Well, now, you said he was or wasn't emasculated.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm saying he's
emasculated. Actually, even way worse than that. She's angry at him. And so she sets him up to humiliate him whenever she can. It's a balance of power.
Yeah, you know what?
Okay.
It does seem that way. Every chance she gets,
yep,
she slices his balls off. Well, hell, I don't know. He must have a spare set. She slices the balls off and throws them in a blender. I mean, and
yeah,
then flushes it down the throat. The one that gets me is when she had sex with their son, Jaden. I mean, come on now. If you're going to do that, okay, if you're going to do that, be discreet. Don't put it out on the table and let everybody know. Well, she didn't have no problem telling
her. Where is the respect for yourself, let alone
right.
your husband, let alone your child? Oh, obviously there ain't none, because if there was, you wouldn't have done that in the first place.
Right, because right, because she's got a daughter. She's got a daughter also. We got another caller here at 240 area code. Your mic is open or opening. Okay, your mic is open now. 240, your comments.
Oh, that's me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know something? There is something that I saw on Twitter. I don't watch this. I don't watch this particular series, but it's Jack Reacher, and Will Smith said was from one of the episodes, and it was a man who I need to find some way how I could play it. It's somebody who's standing up to Jack Reacher, and you know, in the the actual series, he's not a short guy like Tom Cruise in the movie. He's a real big guy, and it's a smaller black guy who gets up in Jack Reacher's face when Jack Reacher says something about the man's wife, and he says, "Keep my wife's name out of your mouth," just like Will Smith. It was exactly the same, the cadence and everything, except he didn't put an F-bomb in it. But I think, you know, he's I think he's easily influenced. He was probably looking at that. He's insecure because, you know, he's trying to keep his wife from sleeping around. And it looks,
in my opinion, that's impossible. In my opinion, that's impossible. She is, as one of our mutual friends says, she's a triple alpha female. And just with just an alpha personality, alphas have no off switch. He's not going to be, he will not be able to rein in his wife. That's just my opinion. She's going to do what she wants to do.
She's not an alpha. She is a narcissist and a psychopath.
Well, yeah. Well, alphas and are a lot of times narcissists. Mm. Oh, you're saying she
you're
is
not
or he
be,
is?
I don't believe he's going to be able to rein her in. He's not going to be able to do it.
Yeah, I agree. Did you see what she after the next day posted something on, I guess it was her Instagram account, that it didn't say anything about Will. It didn't say anything about anything other than I am here to heal. Now,
you're right. She said I'm paraphrasing. It's a season of healing, and I am here to heal, like you just said. Yeah, she didn't mention nothing about Will.
But remember that Red Table Talk or whatever that show is that she has. She was talking about healing that August guy and stuff. So to me, that means she's saying I'm available to anybody else.
Look how she healed him.
Exactly.
Healing. Next.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think right now she sees it writing on the wall. She's reading the room. She knows that Will Starr is about to go out, and she's moving on.
I never thought about it from that angle.
No, but that's what she is a narcissist. That's what they do when she can't use you anymore, and it looks like it's about that time because Will Smith is he's going to be in the Mel Gibson category for a good long while, and
Gibson really hasn't bounced back from his meltdown. You're right.
Exactly. And he's just starting to make some movies. No, Will Smith it's a good long while. And then to your person who's on your show, I would say no. Will Smith, what he did, it did hurt all black men in this country, because they're, you know, since we are a minority, there are people who have never met a black person in this country. And the only way they judge, they see black people on TV.
Now, you know what? You're absolutely right. When I went to an undergraduate school in Texas, which is now West Texas A&M University, in the panhandle of Texas, cowboy country, I met people, because it was only about, I doubt if we had 600 black folk students on campus. undergraduate or graduate. Mm-hmm. So I've met mm-hmm. people in that part of Texas that the first time that they ever met a black person was, and we're talking about people that were 18, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, that many years, and that's the first time they ever met a black person. They've seen them on mm-hmm. TV, but yeah. they never had any personal, they never took a class with one, you know, never had any extracurricular activities with one, never sat in a cafeteria to eat with one, because it was that part. Matter of fact, my first year was a cult. I had to go, what do you call it? Culture shock. It was a culture shock for me, but I waited out 4 years, though. But you're right. A lot of people, and I would say, I don't know what the percentages are, but places like Montana, Alaska, Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire, the Dakotas. Well, Chris Rock said this several years ago. Black people are really only in a handful of places in the United States.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
don't really dominate any states. So you're absolutely right. A lot of white people, they judge us, black men, based on, and shoot, including the police officers who shoot us, based on what they see on TV.
Exactly.
And the exactly. violence look is what we have been saddled with. Whether we're violent or not, that's the stereotypical perception. Which you're absolutely
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
I mean, so, my 4 years undergraduate school in Texas, that whole 4 years, we did not have any black professors at our college. Not one.
Mm-hmm.
There were no black, like, you know, black African-American studies, no courses offered like that. Now, I majored in mass communication. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now they've got some black professors. But when I went to school, they didn't have any. I don't know how many years they didn't have. But in that part of Texas, you know, you just didn't have that. I mean, there were very few. Matter of fact, the primary demographic was white folks, runner-up, Mexican-Americans. That was the demographic there. Like I said, to come to think about it, I don't even know if we had 300 black students. We had a student body of about maybe 10 or 11, 12, 13,000 at the most. The town, Canyon, Texas today probably only has about 13,000 people. We're talking about a small little college town. And mm-hmm. you're absolutely right. There are quite a few white folks that have never had any type of personal interaction with a black person. And I'm just talking about something simple, just sitting in the classroom. Not even that.
Mm-hmm.
Or going into a McDonald's and getting a burger, and somebody's in a, you know, maybe two or three lines over getting a burger. A lot of people, believe it or not, a lot of white folks have not had that experience here in the United States. And some people, this might be hard to believe, but if we've grown up in an urban environment, there's some people that have never had a personal, in the United States, there's some white folk, quite a few white folks, that have never had, that have lived and died and never had any kind of interaction with a black person.
Yeah.
But they see it on TV, though.
Yeah. They do see us on TV. So yeah, I think that was very disappointing and very damaging towards us. It's tragic, and what I think though, as far as they probably won't take his Oscar away, but yeah, I think he will be taken out of the academy. Yeah.
Now, what do you think? Well, okay, yeah, that sounds reasonable. Now, I'm no fan of Jada Pinkett today. I think if anybody that needs to be kicked out is her. But she didn't go up on the stage. She didn't go up on the stage and hit nobody.
She was like what they said. She was a puppet master of all of it.
Right.
Obviously, unfortunately, I hate to sound like to put women in one category, but, you know, it's usually when you see a man just going out and just hitting a woman like that, I mean, hitting another man like that, a lot of times it does have something to do with a woman. And then, I mean, a woman will get you because they know how to keep a man off balance. And he looks like a man who is he acts like a man who's off balance. You have some women who are who stick with their man and make that man emotionally feel great, but then there are other ones who are the kind who have, I mean, emotional problems themselves. That man feeling like she is, how she feels, insecure. And Jada, I'm sure she herself feels insecure, and so she keeps him feeling insecure. And she, all she wants is, like, somebody to protect her, and a lot of women are that way. And when they see their man go out and make a fool out of himself, it gives her a good feeling. And just like the young lady was saying, when they showed that other view of it, she was cracking up after the slap, and she mm-hmm. wasn't before. But as soon as he went and slapped her, she was having a good old time. So
what happened? That dynamic happens, if not every day, every week, globally actually. But there was a case here in Florida about. It could have been right before the pandemic in St. Petersburg, Florida. There was a black man and his wife, let's say, and their 3 or 4 year old son. They drove up to a convenience store in St. Petersburg, Florida, and they were just going in and out, as many people do. And they parked in the, the handicap spot.
Mm-hmm.
So the black man, I hate to colorize things, but this is the United States. The black man he and his son got out the car and then went into the convenience store, so 7-Eleven, whatever it was. Now, while they were in there getting whatever they were getting, another guy pulls up to the convenience store, and he gets out of his car, and he says, "Lady, this is a handicapped parking thing. You don't have one of the stickers or whatever tags, so you need to move your car." So this was a white man, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So the black woman, the woman, I'll put it that way, the woman, although she was white, they got into an argument. All right. Now, while they were arguing, the man, I need to colorize this story. All right. The black man with their 3 to 4 year old son comes out of the 7-Eleven, and he sees this white guy arguing with his woman. All right. So without asking any questions or whatever, he goes over to the white guy and he pushes the white dude down to the ground. The white dude got up, and as he was getting up, pulled out a gun and fired a shot, shot the guy, and the guy took his son, the guy that had been shot, the black man who got, and made it back into the convenience store, I guess, to call, had the guy call the police or ambulance or whatever. But he right in front of his son, he expired. Okay. Originally, the sheriff's department in Pinellas County, that's where St. Petersburg, Florida is, declined to file charges because here in Florida we had the stand your ground rule. However, the case brought such a stink that the state attorney general filed charges. Now, I don't know whatever became of that case. I'm going to have to look it up one day, but I'm saying all this to say this. And then the woman, the widow at this point, who's alive, okay, she's still backing up her mouth. Now, in my opinion, has she just shut the fuck up from the get-go?
Yeah.
I gotta put it like that. Her man, the father of her child, would be living today.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of guys, like there's a lot of people who get killed that way.
Yeah.
Because they're triggered by, because, like, for instance, if he didn't take his wife's side or whatever, or what, if I were him, I would have, excuse us, sir, we had to go. Don't argue with the dude at all. Don't argue with your woman. Baby, get in the car. Let's go. That's why I would have handled that situation. Matter of fact, I shared this with you. I got in trouble. Matter of fact, probably cost me a relationship, but it was 5 years by then. You know, the woman I was dating at the time, she didn't like her next door neighbor. They had some kind of beef going in between those two. And I'm looking at this between those two. So when I was in the grocery store, and me and this guy got along, okay. You know, I just waved at the dude, man. Anyway, she didn't like that. But, so some men, they get arrested or they get killed or injured or maimed or whatever because they're trying to, well, you know what? This card goes back to that, what they call the Garden of Eden. Adam tried to please his wife, Eve. Eve, who was talking to a snake. And then by trying to please her, they both got kicked out of paradise. So, but
that's what's going to happen to Will and Jada now. Pretty much.
You know what that? Yeah, they're going to get kicked out of paradise.
But
I'm looking at it. If I were Will Smith, and I'm not. And I understand every relationship has its ups and downs and all this other stuff, but and he's got a strong constitution. I'll give him that. But if he can't work this out in therapy, then look, it's 8 billion people on the planet. Half of those are women. Actually, more than half are women. Go out and get another one.
Well, yeah, it'll be easy for him if he can get past, because he is brainwashed now.
Right.
Because I think he believes that he cannot exist without Jada. Jada, on the other hand, is just she's all about Jada. Yeah, but now I think that he could redeem himself if now if I were in his shoes, but I wouldn't get in his shoes. But if I were in his shoes, I would going through a separation. I'd file for a divorce. I'd come back maybe sometime next year, say I was in therapy in a toxic relationship, and put it on her that, oh, well, you know, she was a narcissist or something. I think people, if the relationship does break up, I think he'll come out better. If he sticks with her and just, you know, fades into obscurity, yeah, he's going to always be known for that slap, and instead of his films or you know, anything else. So
he needs a good PR person. Hold on, Mr. C. Let me play this song. This might reflect a little bit of this debacle, if I can get it going.
Alcohol, and that ain't all, that ain't all. And I say people are starting to ask me why. Why I never laugh. I don't laugh no more and I don't smile.
I played there for Will Smith. It's like, from my point of view, the real villain in this whole thing is Jada Pinkett Smith, but she didn't walk up on that stage or anything like that. Actually, you know, Will Smith, the man's in good shape, is in his early 50s. You know, his kids are grown. You know, in the movie New Jack City, and this might sound very crude, but as Nino Brown said, cancel that bitch and get another one. Let's get another one. that's my wild take on it. But in any event, the question of the day is, did Jada Pinkett Smith emasculate, or has she emasculated Will Smith? 619-768-2945 if you got any comment on it. Of course, now she's not going to, she might get some backlash in Hollywood circles. But here's another thing with them. They've got some money saved up, and they've got a production company. And they produced one of my favorite films of late. Well, it's not of late, but all-time films. They executive produced the reboot of The Karate Kid, starring Jackie Chan and his son Jaden when he was younger. So, I bought the digital copy of that. That's a pretty good movie. They did a very good job of produce bankrolling, because they bankrolled it. They did a pretty good job of bankrolling that movie, and it's a good movie. I liked it. So they do have a production company, and let's say Will gets booted out of the Academy, okay. They do have a production company that they can fall back on. And they can still produce stuff where they can star in their own vehicles that they put together. So the Academy isn't the be-all and end-all. And then earlier this week, I did the history of Hollywood, the origins of it. And I'll repeat that quickly right now. Matter of fact, the book is titled Empire of Their Own, And that's about the origins of the film industry as we know it today in Hollywood, and was basically started by five Eastern European Jews. Actually, it was probably a little bit more than that, because Warner Brothers, there was about four or five of Warner Brothers, but the original one, we counted as one. But they were all Jewish. They were all Eastern European. And, you know, Fox, Warner Brothers, Paramount Pictures, those studios got started way back when. And the reason why they started Hollywood was twofold. Number one, originally the film industry in the United States was dominated and controlled by Thomas Edison out of New Jersey. He had a lockdown on it. So they started this film community, and that's what it is. Hollywood is a de facto Jewish film community. That's the start of it. They wanted a community that was away from Thomas Edison, number one. Thus, they moved clear across the country. Number two, they were able to hire or put to work Jewish actors and actresses. A lot of the actors and actresses in Hollywood's golden age were Jewish people. Not all of them, but quite a few were Jewish. All right. And then I gave the example of Superman. The creator of Superman and the illustrator of Superman, who took the guy's idea of the Man of Steel, they were two Jewish people, two Jewish men, and it's in our archives. That we did that on Monday or Tuesday of this week. But they, because, you know, Jewish people were, I mean, despised. They were looked at weak. They were picked on. They were discriminated against. You name it. As I say on this show every now and then, everybody was shit on. They were shit on. So Hollywood was a vehicle. It was a community of Jewish people that said, you know what, let's put out films that put us in a positive light. Superman was part of that, the Man of Steel, okay? Could leap over buildings in a single bound. We already, that's what Hollywood was at its origins. Now, to celebrate that, to recognize the achievements of people in this de facto Jewish film community known as Hollywood, they put together the Motion Picture Arts and Sciences thing called the Oscars to basically because there was no platform to recognize Jewish actors, actresses, filmmakers, and costume designers. There was no platform for that. So that's what Hollywood, that's the origins of it. Once again, read the book, Empire of Their Own. You can get it on Amazon. You can even Amazon, the way they have it on the Kindle system is you can even download one or two chapters, and it doesn't cost you a penny. All right. So that's the origins of it. Now, as the United States evolved, as the Hollywood machine of filmmaking evolved, you know, they involved other people, you know, from different storylines, which includes different races, different colors of people, different groups of people. They included that in there. But still, Hollywood is still a de facto. They don't come out and say it like I'm saying it. But the people who basically bankroll the movies, okay, because all those movies, Warner Brothers is still in business. Paramount Pictures is still in business. Fox is still in business. It's generational. So it's their thing. And globally, there are film communities. In India, you got Bollywood. They got their stuff. Okay. they have their film community. In Nigeria, let's go to the black folk. In Nigeria, you got Nollywood. And that's in West Africa. In East Africa, you have Riverwood out of Kenya. All right. In the United States, you know, what's his name? Tyler Perry. He opened up a studio. And I understand it's pretty much state of the art. The guy that, black dude that was on WKRP in Cincinnati, Tim Reed. All right. He and his wife, I don't know if they still have it, but they had a pretty big soundstage somewhere in the state of Virginia. But other than Tyler Perry and this one, Daphne Maxwell Reed, I like along the studio, but they've had a few years. That's about it. Now, let me not forget. Motown, before Berry Gordy sold Motown, they had a film production unit, which they put out. I mean, they put Diana Ross. They made her a matinee idol. You know, they also did The Wiz, which was a black version of The Wizard of Oz. So Don Cornelius with the Soul Train Music Awards. All right, so that was another platform. So, but for some reason, because we go a few years back, Jada Pinkett Smith was bitching about, well, hold it, I shouldn't use that word. She was threatening to protest. That's a more accurate description. She was threatening to protest the Oscars because that particular year, she believed that there was not enough black. Because when that whole thing went down Sunday, she and her husband were front row center. And Will, who's a good actor, and he deserves the trophy that he won. He deserves it. He's done good work ever since he was a rapper. He's a good actor. He deserves it. He worked hard for everything he got. But then this debacle happened, and that's why Will Smith really wasn't slapping Chris Rock, although that's what physically happened. I think when he made that slap, he was basically all that hostility, that red table, this woman publicly announcing that she had sex with her son's friend. Oh, he snapped. So he was, you know, if Will Smith slapped Jada, he would be vilified because men are not supposed to hit women. And he didn't beat August's ass either. That's the dude that Jada slept with. So that's just my interpretation. Hey, you know, I'm just one of the million people that have a comment on it. Doesn't mean anything. But anyway, Mr. C, any comment on?
I agree. I agree with that. I agree with that. And I think anybody who hasn't seen that red tape, the red table thing with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, they need to watch it because I'm a very, very nonviolent guy. I don't know if I would be able to contain myself because now she was cool, calm, and collected. It didn't seem the way she was talking about it, she was talking like somebody would talk about the weather. Will Smith, on the other hand, his eyes were watery. You could tell just by his body language that he didn't approve of it, and it was her decision. She was trying to make it like it was their decision for her to be sleeping around, And you could tell by looking at Will Smith, it wasn't. I'm sure that
if you look at that video, right? If you look at that video on YouTube, man, that dude was on the verge of tears. His eyes were all glassy.
Yeah.
And everything. He was about to break down on that conversation.
Yes. Yes. Because she definitely has some kind of power over him. But if you have ever had a girlfriend or wife who's manipulative, and I've had a particular girlfriend who kind of was like that, could be very manipulative. Try to use the guilt thing on me all the time, but it took me kind of stepping back, and then at the time when we were in this relationship, I was actually traveling a little bit, and so there would be times I would be away from her for like some months. And you know, obviously you do meet other people. This was many, many years ago. And then you figure it out what she's trying to do. Hello?
Okay, either the call or the call dropped, but he'll probably call back in. Well, on Facebook and on YouTube, there are, and that's just for starters, there are a lot of groups. You got groups of men, and you also have groups of women that are you know, when things go south in a relationship, then they pick back up and meet new people. So, but Will and Jada they've been married for quite some time. Kudos for that, particularly in our disposable world of today. And I don't know them personally, don't know their business. It's none of my business. It's none of our business, actually. But they work it out. They work it out. But it's just my opinion, and this is that just not just directed at Jada Smith exclusively, but be it an alpha male or alpha female, and I consider her an alpha female. But whether it be an alpha male or alpha female, alphas typically have no off switch. And now, if Will, and there are men out there like this, you got people in codependent relationships. You got all different type of relationships out there. So if they're happy and they have a particular type of lifestyle, you know, then, hey, continue on doing what you're doing. You know, like I say, they've been successful in Hollywood. They have raised two children, actually three, because Will had a son before him and Jada got married. But I'm sure she helped. So they have helped. They've raised three children. Both have had successful careers and are having. You know, I don't know what this bump in the road might do, but they, like I say, even if let's say he gets kicked out of the academy, and I don't know if he might or might not, I don't know. But let's say he does. They do have a production company. They have produced films. So, and Will Smith is, I like a lot of his motivational videos on YouTube. He's resilient, and no matter what happens with this Oscar thing, he's resilient. He'll land on his feet. That's my pick. Let's say worst comes to worst, if let's say they stripped it, and I doubt they will, but let's say they do take the award back, and once again, I doubt they will. But if they do that, and let's say and they boot him out of the academy for life, I still, regardless, I think Will Smith will land on his feet and still have a good career, a continued. He's a person. And on top of that, I mean, the man has apologized to Chris Rock. And he's apologized to the Academy. And he'll probably apologize a few more times. And I think he'll end up being okay. That's just my take on it. And if he sticks with Jada, the bottom line in any relationship, if they're happy, then everybody else should be happy for them. So, on that note, everyone have a good weekend, and we'll see what pops up in the news for next week, because we done rang this one out. Okay, have a good week. Good day and good weekend. Wait a minute. We're not going anywhere yet. Hold it. Let me. Mr. C, you're back.
Yeah. Something happened to my phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Understandable. Okay. We're into. We still got time. What I was saying right before you came back was I believe that no matter what happens with this whole debacle, Let's say worst case scenario. Let's say they take back the Oscar, and they ban him for life from the Academy. Let's say that those are the two worst things that can put. And you know what? I'm gonna even go one step further. And let's say criminal charges are filed, and I'll go one step beyond that. A civil suit happens, and he's got to sell out of court. All right, this the whole shit pile on. I believe, because it's two people that I like to get motivation from on the internet. Steve Harvey, which I play some from Steve Harvey practically every morning, and I'm gonna start playing some Will Smith stuff because Will Smith has got some pretty good motivational stuff on the internet as well. I believe that he will. I think he'll bounce back. And he and his wife have a production company anyway. So he really doesn't need Hollywood to he really doesn't need the Hollywood network or community to do what he wants to do in film. because simply the way things are now, Hollywood is like old school and it's still got some prestige. But let's face it, the two big swinging dicks in town are Netflix and Amazon. Because Amazon produces their own films, Netflix produces its own films, and YouTube produces its own films now. And me and you can put something together and get it rolled out online now. So the business model, Hollywood doesn't have a subscription-based business model. And that's what's happening right now. So I think he'll be able to bounce back.
Well, it depends. If he owns that company with his wife, it can only be so successful. Because if the attention has to always be on her, she's going to do something to sabotage it. Will look bad. That's just what I think.
Well, now with, all right, the remake of The Karate Kid, which she and Will bankrolled that. Matter of fact, I like their reboot better than the original. But neither one of them starred in that movie. They didn't even do cameos. It was Jackie Chan and, what's his name? Jaden.
Jaden Smith, yeah.
Yeah. So, they weren't, but you're right, somewhere along. Well, you know what? As long as that daggone red table is out there.
Yeah. She's going to do something. Huh?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
No, like I said, she's going to do something to make him seem smaller, because again, firstly, I don't know how it is that he agreed to even sit down and to have all of that come out, even if they were separated. That's just, that could just be the cover story, and nobody would need to know any of the details or anything. But
it's interesting that you said that, because she got Snoop Dogg after Snoop Dogg had some debacle with to work in the White House, and she was talking some shit to Snoop Dogg, and then. Hold on, what?
Omarosa.
It happened. Yeah, that's it. She was able to manipulate, and I'm using the word manipulate, Snoop Dogg. And Snoop Dogg is mainstream now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, he's doing stuff with Martha Stewart and all that. So I'm figuring he went on because she talked to him. The way she talked to him, she wouldn't have talked to him when Snoop Dogg was first starting out. But Snoop, when he was first starting out, wasn't mainstream. He's mainstream now. So he's trying to protect his brand, which is basically his money. Just like I think she'll try to engineer this debacle that happened last Sunday. I'm sure she's trying to engineer. I don't know. Well, anyway. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a red table with Chris Rock and Will Smith. And, that could be a healthy thing, but now there's a side piece to the red table, because Will Smith also has a red table that he does every now and then. Because I saw he did a red table with him and Kevin Hart. It was just two black men dialoguing. That was it. And she was out of the picture on that one. although it's under her brand, Red Table, but I think she should retitle that from Red Table to put the shit all out on the table. But we got another caller here, 410 area code. Your mic is open.
Good morning, Brother Elliot, and to you, well, Hotep, to you and your guests. Look, I'm just getting in here and I'm listening. I've been listening to you for the last 27 minutes. Brother Elliot, everybody's analyzed this thing, and the one thing that everybody misses, we don't have a culture as a black folk, as black people. And you don't see any other racial ethnic group putting their business out in the street like we do, when a microphone is put in front of their mouth. And look, they're not going to take, I'll bet that they don't take Will Smith's Oscar, because look, Will Smith is bank in Hollywood. If you put Will Smith's name on any movie title, it's going to make some money. So white folks ain't
that
crazy.
That is true. That's true.
White folks, they ain't going to cut their throat. What is it? They ain't going to cut the nose off despite the face. So he's bank. No doubt about that.
Right.
And I'm going to give you this.
And Hollywood's about money.
Yeah, it's all about the dollar bills. And look, Brother L.A., have you ever heard that O.J. song, I Guess You Got Your Hooks in Me?
Yeah. I remember that.
Well, you know what, Brother L.A., for some women and some men, it's only one person in their life that they love. And that person can do anything to them in the world, and they're still going to stick with that person. And I think that's
you
the way it is with Jim and Will. You know what?
Yeah,
Will,
you're right.
Can go out and get any woman he wants in the world. And the one thing is, that's the only woman that really he wants in his life. She can do any damn thing she wants to, and he's going to take her back, because that's the only one that he wants. So I don't see him.
You said it. That song by the OJs, you're right. That's the only thing that makes sense. She's got his hooks in him.
Yeah, and that's the only woman for him. He can go out there and get any woman he wants based on his brand, the way he looks, the money he has. He can find somebody better looking than Jada, that'll love him better than Jada, but Jada's the only woman that he wants in this world, and she can shit in his face, and he's going to still stay there, because any other man would have left.
And she's done that.
Yeah. That's right. And look, with this thing you named now, all of the other ethnic groups that have their own movie production companies and everything else, I think I voiced this with you yesterday or day before yesterday. We're the only, look, it's distribution. That's where these movie studios got you. In order for your film to get out, you got to distribute it through their theaters. And the main thing is, we black folks in America have not invested in ourselves to say, hey, look, we own this and we control it. Now, if we did, we'd be just as big as Hollywood, because who looks at television more and who looks at and go to movies more than black folk? In fact, that raise our
TV.
And the thing is, we won't bank. So with that being the case, now you mentioned Tyler Perry. I was telling a girlfriend of mine. I said, you know what? When Tyler Perry launched his studios, he had all of the big wigs there. He had everybody from Oprah Winfrey all the way down to the lowest paid Hollywood celebrity. And I told her, I said, you know what? Tyler Perry got the studio. All of those guys were there. Each one of those could have put up $500,000 and say, look, you know what? We're going to stream our ideas and our productions through you. And they could have had their own platform just as big as Netflix. But see, it's not in our heads, Brother L.A. We always want to go into another man's house. Just like the field hand always felt like he or she had it made if they could just get into the plantation house with white folk. And that's our mentality. We don't do anything on our own unless it's something that we feel like is pleasing the white folks. And that's killed us. That's the main reason why we ain't got our own stuff. Because we want to go into his place and let him do whatever he needs to do. And we feel secure in that because we don't want to step out on our own. But the thing is, hey, the money's there, but the mindset's not there. And you said it just right. Hey, they're big enough with all of these production companies that they could have had their own stuff. But if you look back over history, even Motown, when Berry Gordy had his thing, he had to distribute his stuff through the Jewish distribution system, just like the music. And except for Master P and Cash Millionaires, they didn't go. They still had to go through the distribution channels and infrastructure of white folk. So until we get that mindset, they're going to control all of our content.
But what about James Brown? What about James Brown?
Yeah, James Brown was independent there for a while. But the thing is, look what happened when he died. You know, he sold his publishing rights to a white company. Michael Jackson had control of publishing, but hey, some kind of way he got in on this this Piper pole level, what it was, and killed himself. So, you know, the mindset's out there. Brother L.A. has the right idea. You know, hey, look, with the way things are going now.
You said something with the Hollywood. Let's take the Hollywood infrastructure with this. If you've got, and Mr. C, you know about this more than I do, or you got the Hollywood infrastructure, they have – with 70% to 80% of the theaters in the United States. Now you got a streaming thing, but you gave a good example. When Tyler Perry had that get together, when he opened up his studios, the money was there and the right people were there where they could have set up a streaming service there that would equal Netflix or Amazon.
That's true.
Because it's one thing to have a movie studio, but then where's your wife? Who's going to see the movies that you produce?
That's right. That's right. And look, each one of those stars has a following on their, Twitter space or
Instagram, all of it, YouTube.
Look, all they had to do was someone like Will Smith could say, look, I just produced a movie here and I'm going to send it out through whatever stream they want to put it out through. With his following and the people that like him, hell, all he had to do was just charge $5 per viewing, just like, you know, they do your boxing, a closed circuit. And the thing is, he's going to make his money back with the production that he does. Same thing with Eddie Murphy and all the rest of them. But we just don't have that.
If you remember about 3 or 4 years ago, if that far back, Monique, another Oscar winner, Netflix offered her a deal. She turned it down because she said it wasn't enough money. Okay. Monique could have passed ahead and said, look, let's get together, put together our own movie, I mean, with her in it, or start a streaming service. And because think about it, Amazon, Hulu, Netflix, YouTube, they haven't been around as long as Will Smith and Chris Rock and these other people. But I can't even name I don't even know who started YouTube, okay, but they have their own film company now. So with a subscription business model, but like you said, Monique, as well as Jada Smith, the white man's ice is cold. They want to enter that Hollywood system.
Well, the thing is, that's the way we've been conditioned. But look, if Mr. C's there, he can vouch for this, but if you have your own platform, now Netflix put theirs up, YouTube has theirs, Apple won a Grammy for what they produced. Well, the
thing
Apple's
got this too.
Yeah, if you spread out all of the responsibility and make it where the players in the project has put in X amount of dollars, one person can't lose, but all of them can make money. And the trick is this: Black folks for years have been the software to white folks' hardware. If you look at rhythm and blues, if you look at soul, if you look at rap, if you look at the black stars that's out there now in Hollywood, the black stars are the ones making the money. Look at how much money Eddie Murphy has made for those studios. Look at how much Will Smith
over
has made.
Over $1 billion, easily.
At least. And look at Denzel Washington. All of those people are back. And then Oprah Winfrey's
right
out there. I mean, anything Oprah Winfrey touch is bank. Look at the money
right
that Bill Cosby made with his shows. So the thing is, we have the software. We just haven't produced the hardware to get our talent out there for people to pay for it. So, I mean, everything is on us. So Will Smith, even if Jada comes in and try to destroy his brand, his brand is strong enough that he doesn't have to worry about her. And plus, if he has his own production company, he can produce other people with the money he has. So,
true,
you know, Jada Pinkett is not the one bringing the money in that household. And she doesn't have the talent,
no,
really, basically. So that's my take on it. And, like, I'd like to hear somebody else's take on it.
Well, Mr. C, what's your take? Because you're a musician yourself.
No, I agree. I agree with what he's saying. I'll even go farther than that. Now you and I were talking a few days ago. We were talking about, you know, like our stars, our music stars, our actors. Now, you know, I've been in some pretty remote areas in the world where there aren't any black people, but they know if at the time when I was traveling, everybody knew who Eddie Murphy was. Everybody knew
right
who Martin Lawrence was. Everybody
right
knew who Will Smith was. And
yeah,
and in fact, if you asked to the person who just gave his take, because I was in Siberia in Russia, and in the far east of Russia, I was working there, used to live out that way. If you ask a person, anybody, somebody who, you know, again, never seen a black person, never seen an American before, name 10 Americans, six of them would be black because they our movies are all over the planet. That is what the world sees of the United States. That's why, you know, it was cool when we had a black president. That's why the rest of the world, they accepted it. It was just a whole lot of people in this country who didn't. But the rest of the world, it was okay. That's how it is, because that's what we see on TV. We look at their movies
and
everything.
You're absolutely right, because when Obama when he was running for president the first time, I was over in Germany quite a bit of time, and they ate him up over in Germany. He was a rock star over there.
Yeah, I heard that he gave a speech over there, had 100,000 people.
Yeah,
that's right.
If not more than that. He was a rock star over there. But this goes back to what you were saying earlier, Mr. A lot of the world, including in this country, a lot of these people saw Obama, or they see black men, but or black people, but they haven't met any face to face. So that's why I'm looking at that slap. You know, optically was a bad look, in my opinion, for black men. I'm glad Chris Rock didn't retaliate, because that would have made it worse, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, depending on what country it is, it might be looked at differently. Of course, in this country, is super duper bad for us because they're all the negative stereotypes. In like some place like Russia, it's not looked at. It's not going to be looked at as bad as that because they're kind of violent people, and just in regular life, on the subway, on the streets, you see fights every day. And even on TV, on and they've had awards shows in Russia that they've had fights on stage, and it's not the kind that one person hits the other and then the other one doesn't hit them back. They'll be rolling on the floor. I mean, I could send you a whole bunch of stuff about that, but I've sent you some things anyway that so you know what it's like in that country.
Yeah, I did one of those that you sent. Right. One of the things you sent was a lady, I guess at a convenience store or some kind of retail place. And I guess the dude said something she didn't like. She stepped from behind the cash register, clocked him, and then went back to work.
All white folks. See, that's the thing. We've been programmed in this country to believe that we're the only really, really violent people. You go, there's a lot of places, well, even in this country, I mean, you get some poor whites and all, they're pretty violent, but you go into any of those places where you got Slavic people, and they are way worse than us. And because when I was when I lived there, I lived there about 7 years in that area, and I had to take public transportation every day. I would see a fight on either it's a metro, on a bus, on the street. It could be two men, a man and a woman, two women. It could be anything. But all of them, they don't take anything. They do fight, and the women fight too, and they fight like men. They don't pull the hair or anything like that. They will, just like what I was showing LA, that that woman, she clocked that other man like a dude. And pretty much knocked him off his feet. So,
he didn't fight back either. As I recall, he stayed put.
Mr. C. Hello, Mr. C.
Yeah.
Look, I've been trying to explain to Brother L.A. and his buddy that black folks aren't the only violent people in America. And the thing is, they just shine me on. But look, you can go to any country western joint around here and listen to that shit-kicking music, and pretty soon mm-hmm. the Yahoo boys will jump out there and start fighting. And
oh,
look,
No.
Like we do. But, I can't get Brother L.A. and his brother to see that. But now, look, let me give you this because it's on my mind. There's a rapper called Country Wayne, KountryWayne, like John Wayne. He said that he was broke, and I think he said he had $18,000.
Oh, you talking about Black Country Wayne?
Yeah.
I watched some of his videos.
He said he only had $18,000 and he was broke, and he started doing those little skits on YouTube, and he cleared $7 million in 1 year. Now, those are just little skits. And the thing is, it's not sophisticated. And the thing is, he made $7 million just on the likes from YouTube. Now, think about the high power people you and I are talking about. That has the celebrity and has the brand, how much they could make if they stream their own stuff. Now, this boy, He just said I was broke and I didn't have nothing to do. And you can hear his interview on Vlad TV. And he said he started doing this with his friends, and pretty soon it became a moneymaker for him. And they're only about, what, 5 or 6 minutes long or so. But the thing
You're right, Bianchi. I did catch, you know what, I'm going to watch that video again, that Vlad TV video, because I did watch it, and Wayne's got like something like 10 kids, but he puts his kids in the videos now.
That's right. And all of them put his exes in the movies.
Right. So he's making bank. And you're right. And that's just off YouTube.
That's right. Yeah. So, I mean, look, the money's there, Brother L.A. And the talent's there. And everything we do as black folk. But the thing is, we're always giving our talents and everything to other people, including what we buy as consumers and everything else. We have been conditioned to give away everything we have. And look, I know you talk against this. Is that, what is it, that slave PTSD, ever, what it is that they say about us?
Oh, post-traumatic slave syndrome.
That's right. And the thing is, that's what it's all about. And that's why come Will Smith is in this mess today with his old lady, Jada Pinkett, and Chris Rock. Because look, Chris Rock, I told you years ago, there's some things that I want to slap the shit out of Chris Rock about, especially when he used that N-word and all of those comedians. But the thing is because we don't have an identity and we don't have pride in our race. It goes deeper than just that man and woman. This is just, and that's why, and look, out here in the hood, that same thing that happened with Chris Rock and Will Smith happens every day out here in the hood. Somebody say something about somebody's old lady or say something that somebody don't like and we shoot. But anyway, I just wanted
That's
to throw
true.
That in there, Mr.
Yeah.
You know something.
Well,
I saw something. Can I say just one quick thing? I saw something on also on Twitter, and they were it was comparing how Will Smith reacted to Chris Rock. And what's her name? Kanji Brown Jackson, or was it Johnson or Jackson? Kanji Brown Jackson.
Johnson, yeah, the one that's running. I mean, a confirmation hearing, Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah.
I think it's Johnson.
How Johnson? Her husband reacted after all of what she had to go through. Because I mean now. If anybody needed to be slapped, and probably it would be Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham and all of those people who tried to humiliate the lady. But her husband came up afterwards, came up and hugged her. And now that would have been for Will Smith if he would have gone over and just hugged her, his wife. I think that would have been pretty classy, and who knows? But then again, I hate to say it, she is a hood rat, so she probably didn't want that. She wanted blood. But like if she were a normal person, a normal woman, that would have been. I mean. He would have definitely gotten that night.
He could have hugged her, and it probably would have been off camera. But that's all right. But comforting
but
his wife, something.
Camera. He could have. He. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know you're right though. But you know what? That didn't happen though.
Because it is. There was a. Again, he's been manipulated for many, many years, and then also now the other guest he was saying that just like the OJ song that maybe that's the woman for him.
Well, after Beasley said that, you know what? That's that. Beasley, I agree with you 1,000,000,000% on that. She's got us hooked to him. That's it. That's a wrap. And that works for them.
But now, if she is a narcissist, now I remember I used to be in commission sales, and the thing about when you're in commission sales is the goal of it is making people want something, and above everything else that they don't need, they could live without, and they would probably be better off without. But that's the goal of it. And see, if the way that the human brain works, if you tell somebody that you like this, and you tell them what to think, that's what they will think. And I know it makes no sense, but you can see, well, a lot of different examples just in the news and politics and things. You tell people what to think enough, then they'll start to think it. And they'll think that the thought was something they came up with, but it was the other person. So I think that she probably told him, you can't live without me. And he's probably weak-minded enough that he can't see that he's being manipulated.
No, like you say, she's got his hook in him. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
she can do anything. I mean, that's the way they work, man. So, you know, red table and all, that's the way they operate.
And Brother L.A. and Mr. C., look, if there's one advantage that a woman has, all she got to do is, and look, for lack of a better way of expressing it, see that thing she has between her legs.
Mm-hmm.
That's more powerful than a crack and a heroin addiction. So, you know, if she got that working, and then she has the mind to go ahead on and manipulate that thinking, it's a wrap. It's over. You know, so look, every man has come to that, you know. So,
But that's what sales is about. It's like it might be it mass produced, but you can convince somebody, no, this is so much better than any other thing that's out there. And don't you even go out there and try it, that other stuff. Because I already tell you, it's horrible. No, but this what I got. So that's pretty much what it is.
You got a good point. Vaginas are mass produced. New ones coming on the market every day.
There are more women on this planet than there are men by far, because you know the male mortality rate, you know, in kids is twice as much. So it's we're designed. You know, the society is designed, our species is designed to always have more women. That way that the race perpetuates itself. But so you know, there is it's out there but she's got him thinking no you can't, no, there's nothing, don't try. But no, I can go out and try and heal that dude August, the rapper, and everything. Because see, my pussy is so good that you know I can heal. But you stay there and let me continue humiliating you and stuff. So, but whatever.
Well, I guess that sizes it up.
Well, look.
That sizes up.
I'm going to go ahead on and check out Brother L.A., but let me tell you something. You know what? Like the old Jays say, I keep telling my friends I'm leaving, but I ain't going nowhere. And the reason why is because, look, She knows how to put it to him, and then she tells him in uncertain terms, hey, look, you know, I love you, and I don't love nobody else. And the thing is, all she has to do is kiss him, blow in his ear, and all of a sudden, he's right back in the quicksand again. And that's the way it works, because I've been there.
And Beasley, I'm going to let you, you got the final word for the day and the week on that. Thank you both. Everyone have a great weekend.